Okay, we finish up Hilchos Petach Hamor. We'll finish that up in Daled Hey, and then we go into Hilchos Havah, which unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, very common, much more common than Bechor. Daled Meiner writes to Lustaisa, if he does not want to do the Pidyon Petach Hamor, Makehu Bekoifetz Be'orfei Ad Sheyomus. And what you do is you hit the Hamor with an axe on its neck till it dies. You yikvarenu, and then you bury it. Because it's also ba'anah. The mitzvah tziyah kedemus, the mitzvah sarifa, and the mitzvah pidyon comes before the mitzvah of arifa. Meaning, we'd rather you do the pidyon. If you can't do the pidyon, then you kill the animal. Hey, ka'anah v'im peturim betach hamor. Here, the kain and the levi are potter from petach hamor. V'chein bas kain bas levi, same thing with the daughter of a kain, the daughter of a levi. Abu ba'aleim chayom petach hamor shalehem. But if the husband is a yisrael, so we don't say that the wife owns anything, because the wife doesn't own anything. But again, if she owns part of it, not again, but if she owns part of it, then the pidyon then would be potter because she's potter. But shut this kind of a levy and a partnership. And a kind of levy between shut this akum and the shut this of an akum. Dam kein potter is also potter. But you cannot combine with them to take out the kedusha. Since it's possible with the pidyon, so it's amazing how you cannot learn from one set of halachos to the other set of halachos. Each one is mamish different. Okay, Simon Kufayin test Hilchos Havah, the halachas of loans, by test of Se'ifin. All right, so mitzvahs asay, lahalvas lani yisol, so mitzvahs asay to lend money to an ani from yisol. Shenemen ukesav talas amiyas ani mimach. If there's money, if you lend money to the poor people who are with you. Af agav just says im, even though it says im, meaning it sounds like not a chiyuv. It's just if you do it, kibu chachamenu zal, the im ze ain't a rishus elachoy. This im is not a rishus, it's actually a chiyah. Chachem rinu mechilta, and kesef talas ami, choyva to choyva. Ata am choyva, is it a chiyah to lend money? I ain't have a rishus, or it's optional. You just said im, tamaloyma, have tavitenu. You're supposed to, have tavitenu means you have to lend him. Choyva vele rishus, it's a requirement and not a rishus. But this is a lotion im, ferushe, im kesef talas ami taveu. Meaning, if you lend money, then lend it to Yidden. Meaning, even if you lend the money to Goyim for profit or whatever it is, you should still lend interest free to Yidden. So meaning then besides the lending to Yidden, even within Yidden there's a pecking order. Somebody who's a relative goes first. And the Aniyim of this city go before the Aniyim of another city. Even bigger mitzvah to lend money to a Yid than to give. Because one already needed to ask, and he's snoring already. But if you lend, maybe you can avoid from him snoring. And the Torah is mocking on somebody who doesn't lend money to an ani. And somebody who lends to an ani when he's down and out, although because of Omer, Oz Tikra Vashem Yana, then you can call out and Hashem will answer you. Even a wealthy person, if he needs to borrow, mitzvah lahavasloi, it's a mitzvah to lend him, la'anaisai, afbidvarim, and to offer him, you know, to be mahane him verbally, meaning mahazik him. So they all say eitzah againestai and give him eitzahs that are proper. Meaning there's a mitzvah to lend wealthy people too. Sometimes wealthy people, their money's locked up. If he needs a loan, it's fine. I mean, not fine, it's a mitzvah. Gimel, also lahavas belay eidim, but it's also to lend without witnesses. This, a lot of people are not makbaran. And the reason is because it makes less fight. So people Talmud Chacham, even to a Talmud Chacham, Elim Kemaveo Alamashkin, unless he leaves a collateral. If he leaves a collateral, then you don't need witnesses. And if you use a shtar, that's even better than Eidim, because you want proof. Right? Now, it seems like nowadays people are not doing it. Not exactly sure. I can't remember now what I once saw what the pshat is, but people are not so marked. And Dalit also didn't go says Allah. It's also to go to ask the borrower for money when you know that he doesn't have the money. If he will lava or the fun of also nation bichlam the other says even to just walk in front of him. That you can't do because Michlam is going to embarrass him when he sees the Malva and he can't, there's another way to pay. Kenosha, you should not be like a creditor to him, so you cannot pressure him. The same way the Malva can't pressure the Loiva, go back and come back. Meaning you can't go. The Leiva can't, if he has the money, he can't say, come, go and come back. Right? Because if you have it, then you can't, it's also to do that. What do you say we're going to? Ches? I think so. I think you said Ches.
Ches, including Ches.
That's a good guess. Okay, thank you. Folks, also a person, a borrower cannot take the money and spend it on things that are not necessary in a way that it might get lost. And the Malva will not be able to collect. Meaning, you can't just go take money and put it into crypto or something like that. That would not be allowed. People in Malva who usher Gadol, even if the lender is an usher and he can deal with the loss, doesn't make a difference. But Nikra Russian, if you borrow money and you do with it irresponsible, then it's a Russian. She never loved a Russian, but like Yishala. A Russian borrows and doesn't pay. Your friend's money should be just as chavav as yours. When the Malva recognizes the Leiva that he's a Baal Midrash, that he's not going to watch others' money, it's better not to lend him. Meaning, if you think the guy can't, he's going to be irresponsible, better not to lend him money. Because then you're going to have to pressure him, and that's worse. Anyway, we'd rather you not do the mitzvah of lending money than to do the mitzvah and have to be over and trying to collect it. If you lend money with a mashkin, you're not allowed to use the mashkin. Let's say somebody gives you a watch and you lend them money. You can't use the watch because then when he pays you back the money, that means you got extra. Because you should have just been paid back the loan, and now you got the loan plus you used the watch. But if he lends the ani on a shovel or an axe, that it's very, it's, if you rent it out, it gets a lot of money and it doesn't get worn out. And then the lender can lend it out without getting permission on the loiva. And then, but the he can deduct it from his chiyuv. This I forgot the name of this type of loan. Basically, what you do is the guy doesn't have the money to pay you back. He says, I got a fancy axe. You can rent out this axe. Let's say he lends him $1,000. He says, you can rent out this axe for $100 a month and get paid back your money that way. That's allowed, but he can't. But after the money's paid back, he has to give it back. The kids are saying you can even do this even without asking the loiva. The mustama for him to do this. And others say that he can only lend it out to other people. He himself can't lend it out. To himself, meaning. And then deduct the price. People are going to be choshed. Because the people are going to think that he's doing it free. And rak b'shvil alva. Only because of Allah. Meaning people are going to think, oh, you see, he lent money from him. He's letting him use his axe, which would be ribbis. That's him. Right to Amava, Lakas, Mashkim, and Aloyvish, Aloyvish, Asalva. If the Malva wants to take the Mashkin from the Loyve not at the time of the loan, Ela achakach leyasakim al pi bezin, it should not be done. Meaning at the time of the loan, you take collateral. After the loan was already done, then you should not take collateral because it becomes complicated how long you can hold on to it, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, we will stop over there. And everybody should have a fine night. And
Thank you.
we should be
Thank
zeicher, we should
you.
be zeicher the Mashiach, the Karuv.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right.